This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
September the 2nd, 2018. The only way is Essex. Sometimes I feel like a dysfunctional travel correspondent. My tales always seem to involve the extraordinary. I've been abandoned on aeroplanes, been refused assistance at train stations, and once threatened with arrest for trying to buy a ticket at Journey's End because I couldn't operate the ticket machine at the start of my journey. My reply? Fine. While you're calling the police, I'll call the Daily Mail. My tactic at railway stations is to go to the ticket office, and if the queue is likely to take longer than 15 minutes, I look for a customer service rep to operate the ticket machine for me. It's not fail-safe. I did this at Liverpool Street station and ended up with a ticket that cost more than double the usual cost. Time was marching on, so rather than joining the queue that I didn't have enough water to sustain me through, I'd have to swallow the cost and get on the train. Two revenue inspectors sat next to me, so I quizzed them. The ticket machine was not set up to sell me the ticket I needed, and the only way to avoid the inflated cost was to go to the ticket office and queue. But if I went to the ticket office at Shenfield, I could change the ticket. As we filled in the forms, did the money exchange, got the contactless payment to work, I got a text from the friend who was picking me up. What are you doing in there? I've been driving round the block waiting for you. The rolls can hardly, a vehicle that rolls downhills and can hardly get up them, has the turning circle of a small bus. She was not happy. Essex is a much underrated county, but roadworks took us up to parts I have never been before. By the time we sat down to breakfast, there were people ordering lunch. The friend and I can chat. By the time I set out for home, it had to go smoothly because the flatmate was doing supper, which meant I needed to buy the supper and prepare it because this is the deal when the flatmate does supper. She's not one for cooking. I was now running late. On the Jubilee line, the announcement system wasn't working, so I asked the man next to me if he could tell me when we were at the next station. No problem, he said. Bermondsey. And I unfolded my cane in readiness for London Bridge. As I got to the door, a man, slightly worse for wear, said, "Is there anything I can do to help you?" And then he planted his hand on my left breast. No, pace was now the order of the day. As I got to the stairs, he asked me again, "Was he following me?" "No," I said. At the escalator, he said, "Are you sure there's nothing I can do to help you?" "No," I said, and got on the escalator. "You really are a very independent little thing," he said, and made a clicking sound with his tongue against the roof of his mouth before vanishing. A ticketing system that works has been promised for years and still hasn't materialised. Helping travellers can save you from missing your stop. Nothing can save you from a drunken touch-up. Would it have happened if I was not using my cane?
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.